arts, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is the Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to the Desert Scene. So happy to have you here and very happy to welcome to the show Steve Fisher. He's been on before. He is the artistic director at Script to Stage to Screen. And we're going to talk about, they've got some other shows going on the rest of the season. But the sad news is that they're dropping the final curtain on the whole production company. And Steve's going to tell us about that. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hello, Bonnie G. You beautiful thing, you.
Hey, so tell us why. Tell us why it's over. I mean, Script to Stage to Screen has been out.
Well, I'll tell you, it's has nothing to do with finances or with the talent. Mm-hmm. It's trying to stay strict with our 501c3, which anybody in the community theater or in charity work knows is what rules us. And you have to have professional bookkeeper, professional people to run that. Mm-hmm. Last season, we lost several of our key people, and we replaced them. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to find people.
Yeah.
And this season, it was announced a couple of months ago that they were going to go as well because all of the people are retired.
Yeah.
They want to travel. They want to do things. They want to be a part of the community mm-hmm. beyond what we're offering. And we got together and we said, well, you know, we've had 15 great seasons.
Yeah.
We got money in the bank. Mm-hmm. We got great houses. Mm-hmm. Let's just go out on top.
Yeah. You know, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Going out on top.
Yeah. There's a lot to be said for that. You know,
Well, everybody that comes up to me says, well, I can give you, you know, some money. We don't need the money.
Yeah.
You know, we need you. We need the person who's going to organize the volunteers.
Yeah.
We need the person who's going to organize this. And so it is sad for us. I think it's going to be missed by the community. Mm-hmm. But we have another couple of good groups in town that are doing it too.
Yeah.
You know, the Desert Ensemble does play readings.
Right.
I know that the IPAC out in the Desert Works Theater mm-hmm. does it out in Indio.
Yeah.
And I think the new company in town, Revolution.
Yeah.
I haven't met them yet. Have you met them?
Yes. In fact, I'm going to do a show there in May. Yeah, it's a wonderful space. Yeah, it's the desert.
Well, you'll have to introduce me. I haven't met them yet.
Okay.
Oh, it's a beautiful space. That's the old Zelda, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Was the old Desert Rose.
Yeah.
Anyway, you haven't had a chance to meet, but they're going to be doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like we're leaving a huge role. I mean, we did 8 shows a season.
Yeah.
You know, then they're not doing that much, but perhaps something will get rolling. And
yeah.
I had a lot of people too say they want to come on board and be a part of it, and they want to act. Well, we got actors.
Yeah.
You know, we got directors. It's also hard to find tech people.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one of those, how much hard work can you put into something, you
know? So for people that might not be familiar with Script to Stage to Screen, just tell people a little bit more about what they've done over the years and what was different from other companies.
Well, in the strict sense of stage reading, it's like, Don Juan in Hell, that Agnes Moorehead and toured all over the country, you know, where they sit up on stands very grandly mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. read from a script, and it's all very dramatic. Well, we don't. We stage it.
Mm-hmm.
The actor, we use minimal setting, costumes, sound effects, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. as you were in a play, but we carry those scripts.
Right.
And we only do plays that have never been produced before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all new material. And then after the show, there's a question and answer period, a forum, say.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, the playwright attends.
Right.
And that is in the custom of, oh, gee, I did a play with Edward Albee, way back in the 80s. He directed mm-hmm. me in the Disney story. So he was talking about the workshops they used to have with Tennessee Williams and William Inge.
Wow.
And he would all bring their plays in and read them to each other and get criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tennessee Williams named Come Back, Little Sheba for William Inge.
Wow. I would love, wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall in some of those? Wow.
Oh, you're not kidding. Anyway, that's how, I guess, the idea came up. And we started out here in the desert with 3 playwrights. Bert Peachy was one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's moving back to the desert, as a matter of fact. He moved away and he's moving back.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Maybe he'll restart it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we started very humbly 15 years ago with Bert mm-hmm. Peachy and two others. You know, script to stage to screen. He's produced two movies.
Mm-hmm.
Plus these eight shows a season for 15 years. So,
yeah.
You know, we have the wherewithal. We know what's going on. If we could just get the good support, board support, that's mm-hmm. what we're lacking.
Well, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and I believe the universe works in strange ways. And I think something good will come out of this eventually, you know, and maybe a different format or what have you. Let's talk about the shows that you have left this season. So first,
okay, I'd love to, because next month, April, I guess you've heard of the Young Palm Springs Young Playwrights Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we have took the winner from a previous festival, and we're producing that in April.
Okay.
The play was written by a 15-year-old. Her name is Brooklyn Rutledge.
Okay.
She's now in college at Menifee. And the play was originally directed by Deborah Harmon,
mm-hmm.
and Deborah Harmon's returning to direct it again. But the way they did it was in the old way, where they just sat on stools on the stage and read the play.
Mm-hmm.
Now Deborah's going to stage it.
Excellent.
As the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to have Deborah Harmon involved is
she's fabulous.
Quite a feather in our
yeah.
cap. Oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
Amazing woman.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's a one-act play, so we needed to balance out the evening. And we were reading some of the other plays, and we mentioned it to Brooklyn and asked her just by chance if she had something else. Well, she had something she was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you can read, you know, what I've got preliminarily here. And we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Looking for Snowflake.
Okay.
Or Searching for Snowflake is the name of it.
Okay.
And it's about a girl looking for her cat.
Mm-hmm.
And she runs across all these crazy people. Well, she expanded the play, you know, meatied it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be our second play of the evening. So both about the same playwright.
Excellent.
And so we're really looking forward to that. We've never gone outside our parameters to find, to bring in work from other, and to work with the Palm Springs youth.
Mm-hmm.
Playwrights is just very exciting for us.
And then you got South Lake.
South Lake is a murder.
Ooh.
With ghosts.
I love it.
And it's my favorite play of the season that we chose,
mm-hmm.
Simply because of that. People are digging around in this man's front yard, and he's an old grumpy man. And then he has, you know, these flashbacks where his buddy from Vietnam, who he let pass.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Comes back as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he shoots the ghost but kills his wife.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just really, it's a wonderful, wonderful mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not told you the mystery.
Okay.
It's just...
don't spoil it.
The last play of the season is two couples. It's very charming. A lot of our old standbys. I did not mean old, and God forgive me. I mentioned the word old with these actors, and that's because they're old.
Yeah. Engagement.
Beautiful. Shirley, you're beautiful, girl.
Engagement Rules is the last one, yes?
Yeah. And it's two couples that compare more mature couples' love and how they love each other, and then a young couple and how they're on the road to the kind of love that these mm-hmm. mature couple has,
mm-hmm.
has found. So that's going to finish us.
So, Steve, I don't recall, since you came on board, because you're a wonderful director, have you directed anything since you came on board here?
I haven't had to. I came on in case, you know, as artistic director, I choose the plays.
Mm-hmm.
I choose the season,
mm-hmm.
Along with the New Works Committee.
Yeah.
We read many, many, many plays. And as you know, we get them from all over the world.
Right.
We had 150 a season to
wow.
choose from.
That's a lot.
Out of that, you know, there's a lot of new work out there and a
yeah.
lot of excellent work out there. We've been so lucky to find just really good, good, good plays. But as far as me directing something, I haven't needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't. I'll oversee if there's a problem.
Yeah.
That needs to be worked out. But, you know, using people like, I don't know, Jason Hull and,
mm-hmm.
you know, June August and,
right.
I mean, you know, what am I going to do? I just sit there and say, that's been complained about the actors. You know, I saw a funny thing on the making of Sweeney Todd with Harold Prince, was the director in the original 1980s of that. And the actor playing Pirelli the barber, his song kept getting cut. This is Broadway. They're going to Broadway with this. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, well, you know, I came on board and I thought my part was going to be bigger. And Hal Prince is there. Oh, this is terrible. Yes, I understand your plight. And as soon as the actor walks away, he just kind of rolls his eyes. He said, you know, actors are all alike. And it's the truth, you know. You have to laugh because all the actors are all alike.
Yeah. So
anyway, that was Broadway and Sweeney Todd.
So. Yeah. So, Steve, what's next for you after Script to Stage to Screen closes doors?
Well, I guess I'll be knocking on doors. I want to see what they're going to be doing over Revolution. They may need me.
Yeah. Well, it's
nice,
you know,
to be needed somewhere.
Just real quick, give us the really short sort of version. For people who don't know you, just a little short version of your background and some of the stuff you've done. Short version.
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I was here the very first year when Joseph Cotten won Outstanding Lifetime Achievement for the Desert Theater League in its very first inception year. Mm-hmm. That was 35 years ago, so I've been here that long.
Wow.
And then I won the next year with The Elephant Man. Mm-hmm. And acting and directing, and Bruce used to make fun of me. Bruce Dessier, I guess nobody knows who that is. Mm-hmm. He was the old entertainment director.
Yeah, he's still kicking around, yeah.
He's a great guy. I love he and Barbara. Anyway, he used to make fun of me for having so many around my house and having the dust. But, yeah, I've had a lot of success with directing and acting out here in the Desert Theater League. Mm-hmm. Big shows like Annie and Oh Music Man and La Cage aux Folles. And my favorite, of course, are psychodramas like Equus.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin's Room, you know, you kind of know what I would like to do.
Yeah.
And
what would you like to do? I mean, in the future, is the artistic director role or directing or acting or any of the above? Is there one that stands out?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I want to get out of the administration of it.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to be the artistic director anymore. Please don't make me the boss, please.
Okay.
You know, I want to direct a play.
Okay.
Yes, direct a play. I've gotten older and wiser, and I stay off stages now.
Yeah.
The last thing I did was Death Trap. Mm-hmm. I don't know, 10 years ago, was it? Or
yeah.
It was a long time ago. So it's been a long time since I've actually acted. But I guess directing a play I'd like to do. This crazy experience with Script to Stage to Screen, which has been really a lot of fun, I think, you know, I can sit down, I can write a play. But I sit down to do it, I can't write a play.
Well, you never know. You get could cap. All right, so let's tell people. So there's four more productions. All readings are 7:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Church on Via Vale in Rancho Mirage. Tickets available on the website, www.script2stage2screen.com. $15 is the best deal in town. Steve, thank you so much for all the work you've done there. And I did some things way back when with them. Congratulations to Script to Stage to Screen and all the great work. And I think good things are coming in the future for all of us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bonnie. Love you.
All right, Steve Fisher, thanks. And we'll see the rest of you the next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.